Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilo Nishma Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Machshirin, Perek Daled Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishayardu Alav Gishamim. What about water that falls on a person because of the rain? So Afilu Avatuma, even though he himself may be an Avatuma, Einam Bechiyutan, the water that fell on him, which normally something that touches an Avatuma becomes a Rishon Lutuma, but it's not going to be Machshir Lekabel Tuma. Vimnier, but if he shook himself off and the water comes off, that is Bechiyutan, that was his intention when he shook himself. If a person stood under a pipe to cool off or to rinse himself, so if the person's tummy, the water's tummy, the water touches other people, it's also going to be tummy. But if the person was tar, then the intention of the water intentionally came off, and it's going to be Bechi Yutan Mayim Alzera. The Mishnah also continues, Hakofa Kara Al Hakoso Bishvil Shatiduach. What about a person who turns over a dish on top of a wall so that it should be rinsed? So say here, he put it there for the rinsing. So therefore, Arizah Bechiyutan, the water that hits the plate, or the dish, is included in Bechiyutan. But if he turned over the dish so that the wall that it was there shouldn't become damaged from the water falling on it, then the water is not included in Chiyutan because he doesn't want the water there. It just happens to be falling there instead. We'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.